Thanks for taking the time to join this webinar. My name is Wendy Tam. I'm a product marketing manager for Change Data Capture at IBM. So if we move to the second slide of the agenda. With the current economic challenges common across all businesses, the objective of this webinar is to increase the awareness and understanding of how Change Data Capture, or CDC, can help an enterprise maximize cost savings while improving visibility into lines of business. The most effective way to demonstrate this is through actual customer case studies. So that's the primary focus of this webinar, with the goal that you'll walk away with a better understanding of how CDC addresses common, pervasive business challenges that many organizations are facing in the current economic climate while providing measurable ROI. So moving on to slide 3. As we go through the case studies, while they all have different business problems, they can all be traced back to the common challenges enterprises are facing today. With the constant flood of stories about troubling economic conditions and weak market and industry trends, organizations feel the pressure of economic uncertainty, not only through the media, but also directly in their own financial statements. As a result, there's a pressure to achieve more with less, to cut costs and reduce risks, to increase revenues and productivity, to accelerate the integration of mergers and acquisitions, or simply to be more intelligent about getting more value from their investment in information, technology, and other infrastructure. To achieve this, the need for up-to-date insight into operations, finance, and sales processes is even more important. There's a need to understand the business in its current state before determining how to streamline processes, where processes can be optimized, and how to become a more intelligent business. Without trusted, up-to-date data, making these decisions is a challenge. This increased demand for information means that more and more data is required during the day, leaving less time for batch operations, hence the shrinking batch window problem. How can operational data stores or data warehouses accurately reflect the current state of the enterprise for accurate decision-making, BI, analytics, or any other initiative aimed at increasing business productivity and reducing costs? In addition to the information challenge, the majority, if not all, organizations have a very tight budget for IT projects, and very likely costs will be scrutinized, especially if there's no business justification or any cost savings benefits or return on investment. So instead of theorizing or making generic statements, let's go through some concrete case studies to understand how actual customers resolve these challenges. So on slide 4, before we get into the case studies, let's first get a little background into the technology behind the solution for each of them. So what you're looking at right now is the architecture of a technology called log-based change data capture, or log-based CDC. This is a very good method for extracting data from production systems because it's extremely low impact, so your applications are kept at peak performance to focus on running the business. It's a solution that extends your existing IT investments because it works with what you already have and supports heterogeneous environments, whether it's a database, mainframe, message queue, or web services. So here's how it works. The database on the left side of your screen is your production system. Whenever data is inserted, updated, or deleted in your production databases, these transactions are automatically written to a database log. This is what your production system does by default. Log-based change data capture gets data out of your production system, not by querying the database, but by going through these database logs. This way, extracting data doesn't require the database to do any additional work, so the application can dedicate all of its resources in making sure that operations are running smoothly and that customers are being served quickly. It also means that changes are detected as they happen, which is an important distinction of log-based change data capture technology. It's a peer-to-peer, push-based, event-driven architecture. But low impact is only the log-based part. Another reason for why log-based CDC is a very efficient solution is because it uses change data capture, which means that when data is updated in the production database, only the data that has changed is sent to the destination. As a result, rather than sending entire rows of data, only a fraction of the data is sent to the data warehouse, which allows for high throughput because the amount of work it takes to move information from one place to another is reduced to a minimum. This makes log-based CDC a very scalable method of integrating data across the enterprise. So now that you're able to get data out of your production systems and send it to other locations efficiently, the rest is pretty simple. If you look on the right-hand side of the slide, you could see that you could pretty much distribute data to whatever destination you need. You may want to send that data to another database that other systems are running on, or you can integrate the fresh data with your web store or post it onto a message queue that delivers it to your service-oriented architecture to automate downstream processes. So with that, let's move on to the case studies. Our first case study is with a large insurance company with a hosted ZOS environment that uses a MIPS-based pricing model, meaning that there's a charge associated with processor use. The more highly utilized the processor, the higher the MIPS charge. The ZOS environment is used to produce daily and weekly financial billing reconciliation reports at night. So as you can see from the sample daily MIPS profile below, there's two significant CPU spikes daily, averaging 700 to 800 MIPS, generated by the reporting, not to mention additional DB2 connect bursts due to ad hoc report and query processing. With the projected monthly data volume growth at 10%, this means that resource consumption will increase, which also leads to increased report generation costs. In addition to the cost factor, there's also the business visibility consideration. Currently, the reports are only generated during the night. This limits the agility of the business to respond to changes as they happen for timely decision-making. Hence, the lines of business are looking for the ability to do on-request ad hoc reports. So on the next slide, the solution chosen by this large insurance company was instead of reporting directly off the hosted ZOS environment, they used InfoSphere change data capture to synchronize the changed billing data to a secondary operational data store already in the environment, and used this secondary data store for reporting. Because InfoSphere change data capture captures changes by reading the native database log, it's a very low-impact approach to capturing and delivering changes, hence optimizing resource consumption and mainframe costs related to data access and report processing. So on the next slide, what benefits did the company have from synchronizing their ZOS billing data to a secondary ODS for reporting? For one, they were able to fully leverage existing technology in their environment to build a reporting ODS. So there's no extra cost there, and they're also making better use of existing assets. Two, because the billing data is moved to a secondary ODS for reporting, and hence doesn't incur the MIPS charges from the hosted ZOS environment, reports can be run ad hoc at any time of day without concern that the querying will impact the financial billing systems or incur additional costs. This ad hoc reporting capability also provides increased visibility into lines of business, since the view is no longer restricted to fixed periods of time, as was the case with nightly reports. But more importantly, with this solution, the company estimates a cost savings of approximately $100,000 per month, with the return on software investment payback in 3 months. As you can see from the daily MIPS profile after the solution was implemented, there's a significant reduction in MIPS utilization, from 700 to 800, reduced to 50, hence allowing more processor utilization for other workloads. So on to the next case study. Our second case study is with a large petroleum company that uses JD Edwards on System I as their enterprise resource planning application. This ERP data is required to support multiple lines of business, such as their enterprise data warehouse and e-business applications. They require the extraction and delivery of this ERP data, but without impacting the availability of the source application, system performance, and reducing the length of their nightly batch window, which is their current approach for loading their enterprise data warehouse. On the e-business integration side, the company wanted to leverage a market-leading business integration suite, which had been adopted as a corporate standard to integrate ERP into the e-business architecture. The solution that the large petroleum company was seeking also needed to address the following pain points. Their yearly data volume growth of 30% was increasing the duration of their batch window, which was already 16 hours, and their processor utilization, which endangered their ability to complete their enterprise data warehouse processing for the start of the next business day. In addition, during their ERP data extraction and after the batch job completion, the files were locked, which prevented users from accessing the application. There was also development costs associated with the hand coding and maintaining customer transformation logic routines for loading into the enterprise data warehouse. And on the e-business integration side, currently the company was using database triggers to capture changed operational ERP data. This caused a significant performance degradation, over 1,000% to be more specific. Also, if there were any trigger errors, this would terminate the batch job used to load the data warehouse, meaning the job would have to be rerun or restarted, which impacts the already shortening batch window. So on the next slide, the solution chosen by the large petroleum company to update their enterprise data warehouse was to use InfoSphere change data capture. With this approach, changes are captured as they happen and delivered to the enterprise data warehouse, along with some in-flight transformations. As a result, their batch window was reduced to 5 hours from 16 hours, a significant reduction. To address the challenges with integrating their ERP data into their e-business infrastructure, the petroleum company replaced their current approach of using database triggers to capture the change data within InfoSphere change data capture, which provides continuous access to changed ERP data with minimal impact to production systems, and no additional development effort or cost was required to integrate with their business integration suite. So on the next slide, by implementing an InfoSphere change data capture solution, this approach yields many benefits for the large petroleum company. For one, CDC allows the company to capture changes as they happen and deliver them to the enterprise data warehouse. This eliminates the file locking previously required for data extraction and also ensures continuous application availability even during changed data extraction. With the CDC approach, this essentially optimized their data extraction process, which reduced the nightly batch window by over 50%, from 15 hours to 6 hours. The compressed batch window savings allows the large petroleum company to continue to meet the enterprise data warehouse service level agreements with yearly data volume growth, ensuring the solution is scalable. In-flight transformational capabilities are also provided by CDC, which not only simplified, but in some cases, eliminated many batch data extraction jobs. It also reduced the development costs associated with the custom coding that was required prior to the solution. InfoSphere change data capture was also leveraged as a solution to integrate their ERP data into their e-business infrastructure, thus increasing the return on investment as it could be applied to solve multiple business problems. This is probably more effectively conveyed by the senior staff systems architect at the company. To quote, "The InfoSphere technology represented such clearly superior solutions that we elected to proceed with aggressive implementations and then move on to other projects. So now that we've gone through some customer case studies and have some context as to how CDC is used, it's easier to understand the role that CDC plays in multiple business challenges and how it can help reduce costs while increasing business visibility. As you've seen from the various customer scenarios, CDC is essentially a means of detecting and distributing changes from data sources across the enterprise. There's different approaches to CDC, such as through database triggers or doing a table diff, but the most non-invasive and low-impact approach is log-based CDC, which is what's provided by InfoSphere Change Data Capture. This is a very flexible, extensible solution. The reason is that regardless of what business problem an enterprise is faced with, a key part of the solution is the timely capture and delivery of data. For example, similar to the case study of the large petroleum company, with active data warehousing, there's increased visibility across lines of business through using CDC to deliver real-time information to the data warehouse from various source applications. CDC is also a key component of application consolidations and migrations, the whole intent of which is to save on hardware costs by consolidating applications and migrating them to a common platform. CDC is what allows the underlying application data to be delivered from source to target, regardless of database and OS differences, and without incurring downtime to end users. CDC also plays a key role in reducing the time required for batch window processing. As demonstrated in the case study of the large petroleum company, by using CDC to continuously deliver changes to their enterprise data warehouse, they were able to optimize their batch window from 15 hours to 6 hours. SOA initiatives are also an attractive option for many organizations as it focuses on the reuse of business services, which reduces development time and accelerates deployment. CDC is an integral player in SOA initiatives as it can capture data changes from multiple source systems and deliver this to an enterprise service bus, which then feeds multiple consuming applications and services. And with the other case studies we've looked at, by leveraging CDC to synchronize production data to a secondary ODS, they're able to have live operational ad hoc reporting, which not only increases business visibility, but also optimizes the process of utilization and MIPS costs on the mainframe. So to recap, everyone is inundated with information. So if there's anything that should be taken away from this webinar, it's the key fact that InfoSphere Change Data Capture can help maximize cost savings, reduce risk, and increase business visibility. This isn't just a generic statement. We've already seen evidence of this through the case studies we've reviewed. But just to reiterate, a large petroleum company reduced their batch window by over 50% and increased their ROI on the solution by leveraging CDC in another project. And an insurance company estimates a monthly cost savings of $100,000 and a payback period of 3 months by using CDC. The only question that remains is whether your enterprise is making use of the CDC advantage. So to help you get started, more information on CDC is available at the websites below so that you too can get started on getting the most out of the CDC advantage. This concludes the presentation on maximizing cost savings while improving visibility into lines of business. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us.